RadioArchives.com presents The Spectral Stranglers, the second adventure of Secret Agent X by Paul Chadwick, writing as Brant House, read by Milton Bagby. His true face unknown, his identity buried in a secret government file, Secret Agent X came back from the dead to take on the evil extortionist and sinister sadist who prey on innocent Americans. A master of disguise who carries a non-lethal gas gun, X the Unknown is backed by a cabal of wealthy citizens and is answerable only to the shadowy K-9. Operating out of the supposedly haunted Montgomery Mansion, Secret Agent X ventures forth in a bewildering array of false identities to infiltrate the darkest underbelly of the underworld and destroy it from within. The only clue to his true identity is his haunting whistle. And now, Secret Agent X's thrilling adventure, The Spectral Stranglers. Chapter 1, Murder in the Night. Warning prickles raced along Federal Detective Bill Scanlon's spine. A hunch told him he was being followed. He was a little man, grown gray in the service, gray hair, gray mustache, and thin grayish features. He looked slight, almost weak. Yet in the long years he'd worked for Uncle Sam, he'd built up a reputation for courage and ability that few men in the DCI could equal. He turned his head alertly, stared back, and something seemed to move behind him in the long shadow cast by the trunk of a leafless maple. For a moment he stood uncertainly, then retraced his steps. There was no fear on his face, but his eyes were watchful. He slid the flat bulk of an automatic out of his side pocket and held it against his thigh, moving forward cautiously, like a man walking on eggshells. He came close to the big maple, sidestepped around it, but no one was there. A puff of night wind clattered branches overhead. They were sheathed with ice and made a dry rattle like skeleton fingers clicking together. Bill Scanlon stood waiting. Then he relaxed. A cat with coal-black fur and glowing green eyes spat at him and slunk away. It might have been an evil omen, but Scanlon wasn't superstitious. He thought it was only the cat he had seen. Pocketing his gun, he set off up the street again. There was someone on it he wanted to see, someone who might be a valuable witness in a mysterious murder and kidnapping in which the government was interested. A shadow detached itself from the blackness of a house stoop opposite the maple. Slinking spider-like, the shadow moved after Scanlon, stalking from tree to tree, hedge to hedge and stoop to stoop, drawing closer, always closer. Scanlon turned to stare again, but he saw nothing. The shadow was crouched as still as death. There was something deadly, something horrible, in that purposefulness with which it drew nearer. Scanlon moved on. The person he wanted to interview lived on this block. A twig, covered with ice, snapped behind him. He turned a third time, staring, his breath rising like steam in the cold night air. Still no one was in sight, but the skin along Scanlon's scalp began to tingle. He grasped the butt of his gun, holding it in his pocket, his finger crooked through the trigger guard. On his left was a hedge of evergreens, shielding the lawn of a darkened house. The evergreens were covered with hoarfrost. There was a gap between them that seemed as black as the cavernous opening in the front of a skull. Scanlon stared toward it for seconds. Then the pupils of his eyes widened. He crouched, opened his lips as if to speak, but no words came. Somewhere in the darkness behind the hedge there was faint, quick movement. It seemed no more than the blurring of a shadow against another shadow. No one appeared, no hand came into sight, but suddenly Scanlon uttered a hoarse, rasping gurgle and reached toward his throat. His body jerked spasmodically. For a moment he gave the impression of a man dangling horribly at the end of a taut rope. His shadow writhed and leaped on the icy sidewalk beside him. He slipped, skidded, made choking sounds, his finger tightening involuntarily on the trigger of his automatic. The gun belched flame in his pocket. It made a report that blasted the silence of the winter night. The bullet struck the icy pavement and whined away into the darkness. Scanlon had both hands at his throat now. He appeared to be clawing invisible, horrible fingers away from his neck.